This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, this is what we want you to do. You tell us something that happened on your wedding day, and then we will guess if you are still married or not. 314-531-9898. We want you just to tell us about your wedding. We're going to take a guess. Happily ever after. Told us that was, should have been a sign. Reason I thought of this is a woman, a bride, accidentally takes sleeping pills on her wedding day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, and she did it when she was, like, opening up a bottle of champagne. Some of her bridesmaids were, like, crack open a bottle of champagne, and her makeup artist, who is a nurse, said, hey, like, when she hurt herself, like, she smacked herself in the forehead with opening the bottle of champagne. And so then her bridesmaids, a nurse, like, oh, I have, like, pain medicine in my...
was her friend's fault?
Yeah. Well, not really her friend's fault. It was her fault. I guess she's like, it's in my bag. And she grabbed the wrong thing.
Wait, are they sleeping or pain pills?
No. She went to go grab pain pills.
Like
and
Advil.
Accidentally grabbed sleeping pills.
Oh, wow.
Took them. And she's like, which pill? She's like, I'm drowsy. Like, what's going on? Like, oh my God, you took the wrong pills.
One time I took sleeping pills instead of my Adderall.
Yeah.
It was an awful day.
She said it was. She was so like really trying to not make
good.
It. She was
wow.
like just barely getting through the day.
One time I ate a gummy worm thinking it was a real gummy, and it was inedible.
It was inedible. No way. Is that a true story?
Wow. Yeah, for sure.
Oh my god!
Wow. It's not a pill, but I mean, it's the same. Exactly. It's the same. You know, same effect, I suppose.
I OD'd on Flintstone chewables when I was 5. That's actually true. I took a whole bottle, yeah.
Kevin,
yeah.
This is just a confessional now.
Because right. Yeah. We're supposed to confess something happened. We're guessing. But everyone's like, actually, I'm glad this woman actually took sleeping pills. I've been meaning to come clean about some stuff.
You have to go to the hospital. They pump your stomach.
We had some stuff on our chest. We knew they had to pump your stomach of Flintstone gummies.
It was the 70s, man. You know, everybody was watching Emergency. That's what you did.
I was just taught to toss some water on your face, look yourself in the mirror, and just say, you're going to be all right.
Y'all,
it'll work itself out.
I did not see this coming.
No one's calling now.
Everyone was like, I'm glad you brought this up. So this is what you can do. You can tell us about your wedding day, and we will guess if you're still married or not. 314-531-9898. Was it like a bad omen or a good omen? Or you could just confess some stuff you have on your chest.
Right.
You ever accidentally take some drugs?
Anything?
Or
I've never accidentally taken drugs, no. Or is that the question?
No, but have you purposely? you really highlighted accidentally there. Like, I've never accidentally taken drugs.
I'm not even going to say anything.
Hannah's mom is like, oh my God, my daughter.
No. The only thing I was going to say was Anna's Adderall. Wow, this really is a confessional.
And you just like throw your drug dealer under the bus. Like, yo, Andy.
I'm prescribed.
But she's not. That's, and she just threw you under the bus. Like, it got it from AB.
I could
that's
get
called
arrested
a,
now.
That's called a drug
yeah,
deal.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just
that's
like,
never happened, too.
Yeah, you just went after
that
AB on your,
never happened.
On your confession. You're like, actually, she's a drug dealer. Okay, so whatever you need to confess. 314-531-9898. Who knows who's calling in next? What happened on your wedding day? Was it a bad omen or a good omen? Something strange or interesting happened on your wedding day? And we'll guess what if you're still married or not. 314-531-9898. This all started because a bride accidentally took sleeping pills on her wedding day. She went to go take some pain medicine after she had an issue with... I mean, she had a day. I mean, she went to go pop open the champagne and hit her in the head, and then she was like, oh my God, I got a headache, I'm bruised, can I get some pain medicine? Pain medicine ended up being sleeping pills. And then the entire Bread MAGA show is like, this kind of happened to me.
This is right, nothing. Yeah,
yeah. I have some confessions to make. Exactly. I've accidentally taken edibles. I've accidentally taken sleeping pills. I accidentally overdosed before on Flintstones vitamins.
Those were good, though, Kev.
They were,
those were great.
Those
exactly. I don't blame you.
My kids are, like, obsessed with them. They're always, like,
so
asking
good.
For
right?
more of them.
Just be careful.
Yeah, you better lock them up.
Yeah, man. I got to get you away from them, because then Hannah confessed that you're a drug dealer.
That was a lie. We admit nothing.
Amy, you're a wedding photographer, so you have a couple of different scenarios where we can hear about people's weddings and then guess if they made it or not, huh?
Yes, so I've seen it all at this point.
I bet you have. Give us one bride's story. Tell us their story. We're going to go around the room and guess if they made it or not.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Okay, so bride number one, she had a beautiful wedding, a very expensive venue, wedding planner, everything. She, the morning of her wedding, she was known for getting a nervous stomach. And so when I showed up, one of the first things that she said was, I think I need to go to the bathroom and throw up a little bit. And I said, all right, you do you. have at it. And so they all were kind of just teasing her because that's her stomach whenever she gets nervous. So we got through the champagne toast of the bridesmaids. We did a couple pictures, and she was like, I think I'm just going to go throw up again before I put my wedding dress on. All right, great.
All right, great.
Oh, wow.
So then she gets into her dress. Things are going good. They did their first look. And then she said, I think I just need to go throw up one more time.
What?
Like,
whoa.
All right. So this continues throughout the day. We go do photos. She's like, I just need to throw up just a little bit more. So then we're ready to get the bride going down the aisle. We, at this point, knew we needed to have a trash can hiding up behind the altar just in case she needed it. She goes into the bathroom and throws up like crazy. The guests have no idea what's going on. And then we get her down the aisle. And it just continued a little bit here and there throughout the day.
Wow.
She just thought it was nerves. She, you know, puked and rallied constantly throughout the whole day. And at the end of the night, everything's good. She hugs me goodbye. We all leave. We're like, I can't believe that happened all day. Well, a few days later, right, on their honeymoon, the groom starts throwing up, and the entire wedding party that was in the wedding helping her.
Wow, I thought this was out of a pregnancy, too.
What? Food poisoning.
She had stomach flu. She just got everyone sick. Everyone just assumed it was her nervous stomach. It was very much not, and I somehow escaped it. So,
not together.
That's like the worst
They're allergic to each other. They're not together.
I think they're definitely together.
I think they're together.
She pushed through this entire wedding, you know, because she really wants to marry this guy.
I think the dude probably divorced
her
at the honeymoon.
A lot of adversity.
She gave him the stomach bug. He's like, I'm out. Here's the divorce papers.
Yeah, I'm with Brett. I'm saying they're not together anymore. I think that's the worst, like, juju you can bring to a marriage.
Consensus, what has happened? What's happened, Amy? Are they together or not?
They are together.
Yeah!
They puked and rallied all day long, kept a good attitude. She is a champ. She deserves it all. She was great.
Wow.
Great attitude in spite of puking all day. She wins.
All right, you got one more for us? Give us one more.
All right, I had one where beautiful day. This was an outdoor wedding. They had a beautiful tent set up. Wedding planners had been setting up all day. Everything looked beautiful. We got a couple pictures of the setup before going off to do some photos. And this was a spring in St. Louis wedding. So that meant that storms were always possible. Mm. And we did have a severe thunderstorm alert. They continued on. Everything was looking good. But then all of a sudden, a tornado was headed right toward the wedding. So luckily, it was not a direct hit, but the damage was done, and the entire tent flooded. The band, it was a $10,000 band, got paid to come out and set up. Their equipment got destroyed. Oh. So they did not play a single song. The toast had happened in the basement of the parents' house. It was just rough. And then on their honeymoon, I'm not even kidding you, a hurricane hit, and they had to come home early from their honeymoon.
I mean, how many, like,
that's bad.
Do you know the story where, like, someone's like in the water and like is drowning, and they send a boat, and someone shows up with a boat, and then he's like, nah, God's going to save me. And then another person rolls up with a boat and says, like, God's going to save me. I don't need your boat. And then, like, the dude dies, and he's like, God, what happened? He's like, I sent you a boat, you idiot. This is God saying,
don't get married.
No.
I sent you a tornado.
Yeah.
That didn't work. I sent you a hurricane. That didn't work. This is, no, they're not together.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Not together.
Not together.
Love sustains all. I'm saying they're together.
Okay.
I'm going to say it rained on their wedding day. That's sometimes good
They've
luck.
They've been through trauma together.
Yeah,
I think they made it.
I think they made it.
Amy, did they make it?
They made it. They
are wow.
Wow. With a bunch of kids.
Wow.
It's not too late. You still can get out. Those are great stories, Amy. Thank you so much. That was awesome. We appreciate it. Still commercial free all hour long. Is the 5-second rule legit or not? I'll tell you what science says right after Morgan Wallen on Y98 St. Louis.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.